I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Getting you ready for the football weekend, of course, here on CNL. We gave you the college picks. This hour, the NFL preview and picks as we get ready for Sunday. Of course, Joe's very busy both Saturday and Sunday. College football today, pro football today. Monday night, him, guys everywhere. You can't miss them when it's football season around here on the grid. The Tigers did beat the Orioles 1-0. They lost the no-hitter with two outs in the ninth on the Gunnar Henderson triple, but Santander strikes out to end the game. So that's good for the Yankees, who are losing 2-0 after a Yoshida homer in the Bronx. So 2-0 Red Sox. Of course, nobody could watch that game because it's on Apple TV. God bless and good luck if you actually have access to that. All right, Joe, Mike Carver, and of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Friday Night Lights. I love it. We are back.
This is it.
It's bigger than ever. NFL picks were atrocious. They sucked. 1-3 last week. 1-3.
Yeah, terrible. You were 1-3. I was 2-2. So I got one up on
the
you.
The Rams
college,
hurt me in OT. The Rams in OT.
Yeah. That was a swing game for us because I had Detroit and you had the Rams. So that was a big swing. One of us was going to be 2-2. One of us was going to be 1-3 off of that game. And as we head into this week, Joe, we talked a little bit earlier about the Bills. Obviously, they're now out to 2-0 on Thursday night against the Dolphins. But I think as we look towards this week, Joe, obviously, you know, when you have some teams that lose their first game, you're looking to see some bounce back out of it. You have some teams that win their first game. You want to see them continue to push the momentum. There are some key injuries this week that, of course, we're going to have to go about, including, Joe, McCaffrey, who's not going to play for the Niners on Sunday in Minnesota. And then Shanahan even said, Joe, there's a chance they could even put him on IR. You see, now, Joe, this bothers me, and you know I get mad about this stuff. Like, you take that information and you take what the kid said after the game that he knew on Friday. That means that the Niners have been hiding some things for the past couple weeks. I know me and you get, not that anybody cares about this, but me and you get burned in the dopey fantasy league because we took McCaffrey first, and now we're probably not going to have him for half the season.
Achilles tendonitis. This guy was a chandelier when he was with Carolina. Yeah. And he puts back two back-to-back seasons where he's back in order. And then Lisi and Carver and Lisi get him, and the guy hits the skids. This guy's back to
And I know, I love how everybody keeps saying this too, Joe. Oh, if it was a playoff game, he'd be playing. If it was a playoff game, he'd be out there. It's just because it's not, you know, early in the season, they're going to take their time with it. Take so much time, they're going to put him on IR and miss four games. So, okay, fine. If that's what they want to sell you. But, you know, that's one game, Joe, where they're going to Minnesota on Sunday. That's just another game like the Jet game on Monday night where I'm going to be quite honest with you, Joe, they don't need him. The kid Mason showed you enough on Monday night that he could fit into what they do, their scheme. Run the rock, be able to take care of business. I think another week of Ayuk out there. Like this week, Joe, I don't think Ayuk will drop that ball in the end zone this week. I think now you had another week, a game, another week of practice. They'll be in. And here's the other thing for me, and that ball is hit very far. Who got that, Joe, for home run for the Red Sox? Wow. Trevor Story, two-run shot, 4-0. I was actually hoping it was one of my guys, Joe. I was hoping it was Devers if somebody was going to hit a homer right there for us. But as I was saying, Joe, Minnesota went to the Giants last week, and they were very impressive, but they were playing the Giants. I think Minnesota stinks, and I think that San Francisco is going to go in there on Sunday, Joe, and take care of business.
I do, too, Carver. This is a rematch last year. They went into Minnesota. They lost.
Monday night game, right?
Yeah, and it
Monday
was a
night
dead
game.
Under.
That was the game he got hurt, wasn't it? Wasn't that the game he got hurt? Or no?
I don't think. Did Dobbs finish that game? I don't remember if Dobbs finished.
I'll check, Joe. I'll double check.
I don't think he did. I think that was one of the games that Cousins finished out. I could be wrong. Maybe I am wrong. I don't know. All I know is Brock Purdy that game threw two picks. Again, too physical. I believe in the offense and defense lines for San Francisco. Laying 5.5 on the road, I'm inclined to lay it. And I think the over comes in, Carver.
I think the over comes in. You're right, Joe. Cousins was 35 for 45 with 378 and two tutties in that game.
I think he got hurt the week after that.
Very possible, Joe. I'm actually double-checking that right now. Last year, he got hurt in the week after that at Green Bay is when he got hurt. The following week, he got hurt. The next week after they won the Niner game, they won at Green Bay, and he got hurt at the end of the game. So that was when Cousins got hurt. Nice job by you, Joe, bailing me out on that one. But I just don't think Minnesota's any good, Joe. So I don't think it's going to be much resistance for the Niners, despite not having him. Now, the other big injury situation for me is, you know, the Bengals have had a lot of success in Kansas City and against the Chiefs over these past, what is it now, Joe, 4 or 5 years since Joey Silk has been in the league. But, Joe, there are concerns here. Higgins is doubtful. I don't expect that he's going to be out there. You kind of saw like the shell of Jamar Chase last Sunday against New England. Now, he's certainly talking like the old Jamar Chase as he did this week, saying that we're the team to beat. You know, we're not scared of them. We like blah, 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 blah. He's talking. So now, Joe, he's better go out and play like the old Jamar Chase if he's going to talk like the old Jamar Chase. Because after those two guys, Joe, there ain't much there on that offense. And that could be a problem for them.
Joe Silk owns Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. 70% completion percentage, 313 yards average, 9 per game, 9 tutties and 3 interceptions. Him. He's 3-1 against the Chiefs. He owns them. He's going to smack them on Sunday. Smack them. Give me the 5.5 and give me the over.
Wow. Joe, he's going to smack them around. I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I need to see it to believe it.
You know what? Give me the Chiefs. Give me the Bengals and give me the under. I'll take the under.
So they're going to win a low-scoring game now, you're saying.
27-20. Right under the number. Right under the 47.
I mean, Joe, that's right on the number.
All right, 24-20. 24-20. Playoff game. 24-20.
I think they get smashed, Joe. You want to know my honest opinion?
Really?
Smashed.
Making a best bet. I did. Making a best bet, tough guy.
I'm going to pull one of your lines here. I'm seeing the NFL board so clearly this week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to fit it on the card. I'm going to try, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to fit it on.
4-0. If I don't win, you get the absolute college and pro package absolutely free.
This is the sledgehammer play of the week, Joe. The sledgehammer play, the Bengals. This is the card, then. I should have even brought this up to you. You're clearly playing this game. This game's in the mix for you later on. I'm going to try to avoid a few of those. It's possible. I mean, if you are picking a game and I bring it up, you don't have to sell your position so hard like you did with this. I mean, just a sledgehammer down here. Can
this
Devers homer
Anvil.
Now, Joe? Devers
the
is up now. Can Devers
play of the year. Anvil week 2 play of the year. We never put it out this early. Never this early.
Never.
This is a Christmas special. September.
Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159, going through all the NFL action for week number 2. We keep rocking with you on the grid right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Getting you ready for NFL Sunday, week number 2. All right, Joe, let's go through a couple of other ones here for this week. And Joe, if you are picking the game, you don't have to, you know, if you want to wait it out, you can wait it out. The Browns go to Jacksonville on Sunday. Of course, it hasn't been a great week for the Browns, Joe. They lost their opener at home to the Cowboys. Watson looked absolutely pathetic in the game. Now Watson's dealing with, just when you thought a couple of years ago Watson was done with all of his legal problems, now he's not done with his legal problems again. New lawsuit that was brought up against him. A lot of things not in the good column for Cleveland here as they head down to Jacksonville, where the Jags blew, a big lead against the Dolphins last week, end up losing, come home. Two 0-1 teams, Joe, in both in some pretty must-win spots here.
Yeah, I can't look Cleveland, Carver. I got to go with Jacksonville. I think they absolutely boat race them. They have an identity. Cleveland doesn't. Bigsby, ETN, they can run the football. I lean to the over here. I really do. I think this could get over the 41.5. And let's not forget, this is a rematch of last year. Trevor Lawrence threw 3 interceptions. They got absolutely smacked in the dog pound. Duval County is a lot difficult in regard. Duval County. I said it. Duval County, Carver. Duval County. That's the difference.
That's your place. That's the difference. I think this is a very tough spot for Cleveland, especially because the quarterback has been so atrocious. It's Jags for me, Joe, in this game. It's Jags or nothing as far as that. Don't love the total either, Joe. I really don't have any feel for it. I could see it going one way or the other with those two squads. The Chargers head east to take on the Panthers. Now, I love what Harbaugh's doing here, Joe. You know I'm like all the travel stuff. Harbaugh's going to go out to Carolina, keep the team there all week, stay on the East Coast because they play at Pittsburgh next week, Joe. So a very long road trip for the L.A. Chargers here. Now, let me ask you this, Joe. This was 6.5 most of the week. I got 4.5 here right now. So down a couple of ticks with a 38.5 total. Don't tell me, Joe, that people are going back to the Panthers after last week.
I am. I'm going back to the Panthers.
Oh, you are so gutless.
You're gutless.
You are so gutless.
You're
gutless. I cannot believe you are going to go with this guy. This guy, this hump. You have got to be this Bryce Young. You're going to back him again after what you watched last week. You're going to back this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I am. Now what are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have to listen to you complain on Monday when you're walking away from the, not walking to the window with it. That's all.
Trying to see if I still have hearing. He blew the levels out of this thing. He put the levels on. I could barely hear now. He changed the levels. My eardrums just blew out. I might need miracle ear after he just
you
did
complain.
That.
You complain about the levels. I give you more levels. Now it's too high. Now it's too low.
How about
now you've been on the Panthers
I'm
again, Joe.
You about, getting, I feel like I have a blowhorn in my eardrum.
Again, we are working with a lot of new technology this week. So there are still some things that are being worked out, including the volume in Joe's ears on his return. So we're still going to try to get that sorted out for Joe as we press forward there. Joe, I here's the only thing that I don't like about that game. There's no way in hell I would play the Panthers. There's no way in hell. But what I also don't like is, this is why it's probably a nothing for me. Even though Harbaugh's the coach now, I'm still not exactly ready to put all my faith in the L.A. Chargers as a road favorite. That's hardly something that I'm.
You're not worried about going to the East Coast, going to that cat pound.
Cat pound, Joe. There's gonna be like 12 people at the game, Joe. I mean, come on. I actually saw a bit. There was guys in Carolina, local radio in Carolina. You could get tickets like midfield for like $6 a piece. Like, there's gonna be nobody at the game, Joe. I mean, it's
bucks!
A disgrace.
I love it. $6. Hey, honey, what do you want to do? Hey, honey, forget Love Island tonight. We're not watching that. We're going to the Carolina Charger game. $6 midfield, baby. What do you think? $6 hot dogs and suds. Huh?
I like the under, Joe. 38.5.
I like the over. I like Carolina and the over.
Yeah, it's just there's just nothing new. I don't know what you could possibly like about that game. Being
biggest
over.
Progression I just, from a head. Listen to me. Look at me. Look, I want you to look at me when I talk to you. Biggest progression from a head coach week one to week two. The biggest progression. All right, this could be a best bet. I might put it down on the card. I don't know.
I mean, you loved Carolina so much last week. You used them twice. I mean, you used them twice.
Did one come in?
You went to
Did
them.
Did one come in?
Yeah, I mean, you bet the game every single way. Of course one's going to come in at some point. Raiders go to Baltimore. Now, it was 9.5 most of the week, Joe. I'm seeing 8.5 now with a 41.5 total. Of course, some extra rest for the Ravens. I'm out on Pierce after last Sunday, Joe. I want no part of it. But why we move down here from 9.5 to 8.5?
I like the Raiders. This could make the bet, too.
You guys, this is one of those weeks. I could just see it. This is one of these
Gardner
weeks.
Gardner Minshew.
And this is one of these, I can tell you right now, this is one of these, Joe knows, 82% of the bets are on Baltimore. This is 75% on the Chargers. This is one of these ones where Joe is going the other side because there's so much public money on those teams.
All the Ravens do is dominate at home. They're going to run it. Zamir White, a little Gardner Minshew, short to intermediate throws. I like the Raiders and the under. I said it.
I like the Ravens and the over.
You're doing that off of principle.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. It's a principle play. Raiders and the over. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Before we move on, actually, I did want to throw this in because there is we'll give Matias a shot here because it is a very big, really big UFC card this week. Very big. So we're going to quickly get Matias's UFC picks because this is at the Sphere in Vegas. So everybody's very excited. For this fight, which is, of course, on same weekend that the Canelo fights over at the T-Mobile, Mexican Independence weekend out there. Vegas is jacked up with a couple big fights. Matias, who do you like here? I see we've got the great, who do we got here? Oh, the great O'Malley's fighting here this weekend?
Bill O'Malley?
Okay, he's in the main event. Sean O'Malley's fighting in the main event, it looks like.
Yeah, against Mirab Dvalishvili, the wrestler. It's going to be a tough fight, but you know what? I got O'Malley winning at minus 130. I also have him winning at via decision at plus 450. That's the thing with Mirab. He's one tough son of a gun. Man, that guy's been knocked up, but he's always gotten back up, and that's like the one thing where I'm thinking, can he win the fight? But you know, if he keeps getting knocked down, he's going to lose the fight. I have O'Malley landing a big knee or landing a big kick that really directs the fight. He's going to land more. He's going to have more volume, and I think he'll be able to stuff the takedowns. But Mirab is tough. So I see some good value at plus 450 with the decision. I also like in the co-main event, Alexa Grasso via decision at plus 175. I think she goes 3-0 with Valentina Shevchenko, and I think the boxing is what makes a difference. Grasso has superb boxing, in my opinion. Is going to land those hands. Is going to land them at a higher clip. And Valentina's getting older. She's also a bit chinny. She's been hurt by Grasso multiple times. I don't see why we're going to see anything different in the third time we see him fight. I'm taking Lopez at minus 180. And I'm also taking him via submission at plus 500. When I saw that number for Lopez at plus 500 for a submission, I had to take it. It looks too juicy. And here's the Chilean underdog for you guys, Bahamondes at plus 110. I might take him at KO at plus 175. But, you know, this could be a slobber knocker. It could go all three rounds. Plus 110, I don't want to get too cute. But here we go. This one's for you, Joe. I like this one a lot. Joshua Van in the prelims via TKO KO at plus 275. This kid lands at a high rate. He also has power behind those hands. And Chires, he's been hit multiple times, and he's been dropped multiple times. He's going to want to get this fight to the ground. I don't think he's going to get it there. Plus 275 for Van via TKO is the recipe. And one more, Rybovic, the Argentinian, my dog, plus 185 over the lengthy Zell Huber. Those are my picks. Go catch more at Hit the Bell for all my picks for the fights.
Wow,
let's go.
Hit the Bell. Let me tell you, Hero. I like that, Hero. Come on. Feeling strong? You feel strong? The Van man.
Joe, yeah, I am feeling strong, Joe. I went 12-1 last week, Joe. We went 12-1 last week. So, yeah, I want to keep the momentum going. Eat. Let's go.
You're like Seagal when he went to the after-hours store and they try to mug him, and he kept saying, "Come get some, come get some."
You think that Canelo is going to beat that tomato can too, Matias, on Saturday night?
Absolutely, yeah. Come on, you know he's going to beat him. That was a match made in heaven for him. I'm more excited for the Caleb Plant fight. I love the little back and forth he had with that cowboy today. That was some good back and forth for Caleb Plant. I'm more looking forward to that. But hey, there was a big turnout for the boxing where do they do that in Vegas? Cause you have the Noche UFC at the Sphere. Then you have the other, you know, event with Berlanga outside of the MGM. And I got to say, it was packed over there today. The pictures, there's a large Mexican contingency in Las Vegas for both the Noche and for the boxing. So it's going to be crazy over there.
Pharrell said it was, Pharrell's out there. Of course, he was there the last 2 days doing coast to coast. And it was, very, very busy out there with all the fights that are going to be going on. Joe likes a good fight.
Get your margaritas ready, baby. Chips and salsa, margaritas, quesadillas, tequila. Let's go.
Mm.
You in for all that, Joe? Get you a margarita?
No margarita. I'm red wine. But, you know, nice steak, red wine. What do you want to do? I'm starving now. I tell you, those pork chops. But Chris Warren, you got some pork chops and rice, I tell you. Get me going on Friday night.
We will, Joe, we'll come back and we'll start. We'll actually do all the picks, and then we'll do any games that me and you don't pick in the last couple segments before we get out of here.
I feel good.
Falcons don't play till Monday night, but we're not on Monday night, so we'll have to hear from Matias what he thinks is going to happen. Grand slam for Aaron Judge, 5-4 Yankees.
Wow, he's so good. So good.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. I believe it is going to be time here. Yeah, why not, Joe? I think now is the time for the Carver and Lisi NFL selections for week number 2. Last week, Joe, not a great start for either of us. You went 1-3. I went 2-2. You know, it is what it is. We want to start getting some threes and fours out there, Joe, and start grinding. But the early in the season's very tough, Joe. Very tough the first couple of weeks to get some things cooking. But we will try here this week to do that. Joe, take us out here. You've already kind of laid some breadcrumbs on a few of the ones that you like. What do you got for me?
I'm going to start, obviously, in Baltimore, where everybody's looking at Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to dominate this game, and I think they definitely win. But let's not forget, last year, they lost to the Indianapolis Colts, Carver. Who was the quarterback of the Colts? A little Gardner Minshew. He's the quarterback of the Raiders. Zamir White, Brock Bowers, Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers. I don't know if they win, but 8.5 points is way too much. Give me the Raiders plus the 8.5. against Lamar. And I'll say this. I don't think Baltimore is that good. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're an elite team. The two best teams right now, in my opinion, in regards to the AFC, Kansas City and your Buffalo Bills. The Baltimore Ravens need to prove it to me. We'll see if they can do it laying the 8.5. I like the Raiders. How about this game? This game is shocking. I told you last week I was very impressed with Baker Mayfield. Rematch of the playoff game. We know that Detroit playing very well. Great offensive line. But I got to be honest. The fact that this line opened up at 6.5, went to 7, and now it's 7.5 is shocking to me. You know what? I know it's a key number. I'm going to take the 7.5. I know Detroit might be better on paper and playing at home. They're the better team. But give me Baker Mayfield. Give me the defense of Tampa Bay. I was very impressed last week. Keep an eye out for Rashad White. 7.5, I think they can make some plays. And Baker threw for 289 last week. He duplicates that. They're going to be well within this number. I like the Bucs. Another early game, I'm going with a total. I was going to go Jacksonville and Cleveland. However, too many mushes are on that. So I got to wipe that off the board. I got to go now, readjust. I was very impressed with Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, not in the first half, but in the second half, it looked like Jaden Daniels hit stride. They now play a divisional opponent in regards to the New York Giants. Secondary got abused by Sam Darnold last week. Sam who? Sam Darnold. Jaden Daniels will run it. They'll throw it. I like Washington, but we know also Daniel Jones very effective and very successful against the Commanders. I like the over. 41.5, I think this game gets into the high 40s potential 50, so I like that total. And then the late game, everybody raving about how great Kyler and Arizona played on the road against the Buffalo Bills. All right, get real. They had a 17-3 lead. They let it slip. They lost, and they didn't cover. Now they're playing the Rams. I know, three offensive linemen out, Puka hurt, this, that. They got the better coach. They got the better quarterback, and Cooper Kupp looks like the MVP that he was a couple of years ago. Catching 1.5 in Arizona, Rams it outright over the Cardinals. Those are the picks. The Raiders plus 8.5 over New York Giants, Washington 41.5. Tampa Bay plus the 7.5. Rams plus the 1.5. Your Sunday NFL selections.
I have to give you an update on one of those numbers you have at this very second. Washington and the Giants is 43.5, Joe. 43.5. I don't know if that wants to change your mind a little bit. I will. Obviously, you got some advantages in the college where you were able to get some better lines from what you had. But now I'm letting you know the NFL line here is 43.5.
I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to roll with it.
Okay. You're going to roll with it. That sounds good to me. Joe's going to roll with it here. All right, Joe, as far as I go, of course, 2-2 last week. Let's keep it going. I'll actually go right in, and this is a weird week for me and Joe because we had two picks, same on the college side, and I'm actually, Joe, my favorite play of the week is the one that you just used as your last one. I love the Rams in Arizona this week as well. Rams plus the 1.5. I think they win the game outright as well. Joe, you did forget to leave this part out when it comes to the Rams. And yes, offensive line, Puka shells, blah, 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 blah. Stafford and Kupp are playing. You want to know who else is going to be there, Joe? Sean McVay, who's a cool 13-2 against the Arizona Cardinals in his career. 13-2.
I said they got the coach. Yeah.
I know, but you didn't give the 13-2. I want to give giving the numbers all the time. This time I give a number. 13-2, McVay against the Arizona Cardinals in his career. Joe, Rams outright for here. Rams plus 1.5. I am with you, so me and you are not going to draw any blood as far as that game goes. Next one for me, Joe. I kind of laid this one out for you before. I like the Niners in Minnesota against the Vikings. There's a few things for me here, Joe. I just don't think the Vikings are that good. Number one, they beat the Giants last week. They suck. Number two, the Niners know Sam Darnold very well. He was with them, Joe, of course, the last couple of years before this one. Number three, they went to Minnesota and lost last year. So you know that Shanahan's going to have that in everybody's mind when they get off of the plane. And number four, I'm not worried without McCaffrey because it seems to me, Joe, like Mason is going to be able to, you know, I don't think he can fill in the receiving side of it, Joe, obviously, but in terms of the running between the tackles and doing some of that stuff in the run game, he's going to be just fine. I know this has gone from 6.5 to 5.5. I don't care, Joe. -5.5, 49ers in Minnesota for me, pick number two. Pick number three, Sunday night game, Joe. Bears and the Texans in Houston. And I'm going for the over, Joe. Up, 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 and away. 45.5 points in this game. I actually think the Texans will score a bit. I think you'll finally see Caleb Williams score a little bit. I think the Texans win, Joe, and they probably cover that 6.5 as well while they're at it. But I think we're going to see someone, the Texans, maybe get into the low 30s. I didn't think the Bear D – listen, Bear D, of course, had a pick six. They had a special teams touchdown. The Titans are awful. That's why they got those things, Joe. They're not going to get those gifts from the Houston Texans this week. Over 45.5, Bears and the Texans for me, game number three. Game number four. Now, Joe, I mean, you didn't take the Bengal game. So, you know, you tried to rile me up, but, you know, that you didn't take the Bengal game, Joe. So that's, you know, I'm not going to try to go after you with that one. I was going to take the Colt game, Joe, but I'm a little nervous now that, I mean, LaFleur's almost, we'll talk about this after the break. LaFleur's like making it sound like they're going to play this guy on Sunday. So I really don't want any part of taking the Colts and then Jordan Love ends up playing. So that's not for me. So here's where I will go, Joe. And I swayed on this one the last day or two. Seattle going east after a win over Denver at home, going all the way across the country, 1 o'clock east kick in New England against the Patriots. Patriots with an inspired effort, a win in Cincinnati last week. 3.5, Joe, and the half makes this enticing for me. I'm taking the Patriots plus the 3.5 in Foxborough over Seattle. Seahawks might win this game, Joe, but I think that this game's going to be, you know, we've seen now what the Patriot blueprint's going to be. They're going to try to grind these games out. Not sure they're going to win it again, but 16-13, 20-17, 13-10, make it a three-point game. Give me the hook on the other side, and I'll be just as happy, Joe. So Patriots plus 3.5. Niners minus 5.5. Over 45.5 with the Bears and the Texans and the Rams plus 1.5. The Carver and Lisi. Week number two. NFL picks this week. There you go. Nice job, as always.
Love
Come
it.
Back. There are a few games we have not touched on. We will do that before we get out of here. See you now. On the grid, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you with us here on the grid. Okay, Joe, a few other things. Actually, I wanted to say something about a few of the ones that you had because I didn't really get to comment on them. I want to talk about that Lion-Buck game a little bit more. I had the Bucks as well as you on my card for most of the week. And, you know, there's another pool that I'm in that goes in on Thursday. I did take the Bucks. Like a couple alarms went off for me, Joe, today when that went to 7.5. Like, that's very, like, I don't know. I'm a little scared off by it, Joe. It makes no sense to me. Like, what, like you said, 6.5, 7.5. Crossing the 7 got me a little scared, Joe. Normally I'd be like, wow, I get a half here now. I feel like this that number shouldn't be that big, and something's up there, and I feel like now Detroit's going to smash him, Joe. I just got a bad feeling about it.
It's possible, but if they buy it back down under 7, then you'd be feeling good, right? I mean,
I guess.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think Tampa Bay was that great of a road team last year. They struggled in spots. You know, that's one. Their rushing attack is completely hot and cold. Rashad White in that offense averaged 88 yards on the ground last year per game. This year, I think, what'd they get last week? They got like 80? What'd they get last week? I got to double check that. Baker threw for 289 last week. So Rashad White was used out of the backfield catching the ball. So, again, Carver, it comes down to, you know, I just think that the metrics are pushing this higher, right? What'd they get?
Right.
They rushed for 112 last week, 3.7 yards per rush.
And look, I think they're going to get that Bucky Irvin involved more too, Joe. Tampa.
Bucky Irvin, former Duck.
Bucky Irvin involved.
Bring out the Bucky Irvin.
Bucky.
Big Bucky.
Bucky Irvin. Going to get him involved.
Big Bucky.
Look, I got scared off, Joe. The 7.5 scared me off for whatever. Right. Will I still end up doing something with it on Sunday? Probably. You know me. I end up with a lot of crazy.
You're nervous. You're afraid you're afraid to pull the trigger. I'm not.
For using it for one of our picks, I decided I was going to back off.
You shied away from pulling the trigger. I shot 6 rounds, and I'm not afraid. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Oh, I know. You're never afraid of anything. I know. You're never afraid, Joe. So that's just how it goes sometimes. You're not scared. You ain't scared. Never, Joe. Never with
never.
You. Haven't touched the Saints or the Cowboys at all here in this hour. And I probably with good reason. I don't love the number, Joe. Another one kind of pause. It seems very easy. I'd probably lay it if I had to with the 6.5. What about this total, Joe, at 46.5? Can the Saints score a little bit for us in this game?
They can, but I'm not touching it. I don't trust them on the road. On the road in this spot, Dennis Allen's going to get very conservative. I don't think he's going to get into a shootout. What happened last week, it'll be a lot of Taysom Hill. It'll be a lot of moving the football and playing for field goals. Watch, this game will be like something like 23-16. Now, it'll be right on the number. I have a feeling, like right on the number. Dallas will cover by a half.
Yeah, I don't love the game, Joe. I don't love the game. I think I could find some stuff in it with the props, but I don't love the game in general. That's for sure. Tell me your thoughts on the Seahawk-Patriot game. I kind of threw the pick at the end, and then we ran out of time. What do you think about that game?
I just don't believe in the Patriots at all, really. I know it seems like a get-right spot. In regards to the Patriots, not get right, but 3.5 seems like dog, home dog. But how is Jacoby Brissett going to move the football? I mean, if it is a one-score game, I have more confidence
Stevenson.
No, stop. The guy's not going to run for 100. Come on. The guy's like a piece of granite. He's like a cinder block.
Seahawks aren't the 85 Bears, Joe. I mean, they're not the 85 Bears.
They held Denver to 99 rushing yards, guy.
Denver's got no running game. They got a bunch of
Ramondre Stevenson. This is LeGarrette Blount coming out of the backfield and Kevin Faulk. Come on, Deion Lewis.
Find a way to get Kevin Faulk involved so far. Neither of us on the Jets or the Titan game. Jets minus 3.5.
Carver, I want to back the Titans in the biggest way.
I do too.
I want to take the points with the Titans.
But there's a part of me that the Titans are so bad, Joe. This should be a smash job. It really should.
What about the total? You don't think the total is low? 40.5?
Probably light.
I just want to see Aaron Rodgers' goofy face in the helmet like this. I hope they wrap him again like this. Or he's got that dumbfounded look on. I hope they smash him. Hit him high, hit him low. Don't hurt him. Just hit him high, hit him low. He's like he's got that stupid look on his face.
You're too much, Joe. Steelers and Broncos out in Denver. Your boy, Justin Fields. I know, no doubt
this
about
almost
it, right?
I had to watch about the homer picks. I was going to put Burrow and Justin Fields on there, but I have to say, there's no way the Steelers are losing this game. The big bad Bo Nix?
There's no way. No way they're going to lose the game.
No way. And you know why? It's a feel-good story. There is you could change it. Take Denver. There is no shot.
I'll take somebody out and put Denver in.
Dad, no shot.
No shot.
No doubt about it. Justin Fields, 200 through the air, 50 on the ground, 2 tutties, 1-1. And he's the quarterback in week 3. Justin Fields, comeback player of the year. Comeback player of the year. Say it with me.
Come on. I think the back-to-back weeks on the road. I think the game
is
ugly.
Justin, don't call me Mrs. Fields. Come on.
No, I'm not in. I'm not in. In fact, Joe, I don't think he's going to even play well enough that Tomlin's going to go back to Russ for the home opener.
Carver, guess what? You just made the best bet profits. Justin Fields for Sunday's show. Over the 200.
200 passing? All right.
Yeah.
Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, no shot. He's got no shot of getting 200 yards passing. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here on the grid. Yeah, Joe, no 200 for Fields. I'll bet the under on that for that game coming up on Sunday.
Let's do it.
Denver.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay.
I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my bones.
I obviously told you I picked that over in Chicago and Houston. That's the Sunday night game. Your thoughts on the Bears and the Texans?
I think the Texans roll them. I can't bet Caleb Williams. I do. And don't be shocked if they go conservative again. They're on the road. Rookie quarterback that threw for what, 92 yards? Eberflus is going to try and ground this out. And that's where he's the worst. This kid, Avery Johnson, must have gotten sacked. He had 31 yards heading into the half. He's got 25 now. What are we doing here? Can we run him on the RPO?
Not a good scene. UNLV's hanging around with Kansas, by the way. I actually said earlier I was going to get back to the Colts and the Packers, and I never did. Colts minus 3, 40.5. Joe, he's listed as questionable. This was everybody said was going to be 4 to 6 weeks, and now suddenly there's a chance Love might play on Sunday. Joe, there's no way I'm anywhere near this game unless I know what's going on.
So what are you doing? You're gonna try and get a report?
Obviously you're gonna know 90 minutes before when the inactives come out. I mean, if he's inactive and you know Willis is playing, I think that then it could be a cold play. I think I probably would find a way to get the Colts on my card Sunday because Willis is so bad, Joe, that I'll go after him. But as of right now, we're still sitting here, you know, obviously a couple of days out. I wouldn't go anywhere near adding anything.
I'm with you again. I still lean to the Packers, even if the list plays. 4th and 1 inside the 2. Look at the kid. The tush push. He didn't get it. They stuffed him. Bad spot.
Unbelievable.
Oh, what a bad play. Flag.
Since we won't be together again before this one goes, and Matias is going to chime in too. Falcons are in Philly on Monday night. You'll be, of course, on the TV side with Donnie and Kevin during the game. -6.5 for the Eagles and a 47.5 total, Joe.
Eagles, and I hope they smash the Falcons. Your
team
is
gutless. Wow, you like that, Matias? Going
Eagles.
After them. Smash
them.
Yeah, you know, it's a reckless emotional decision by Joe. I'm taking the points with the Falcons at +6.5. Are you kidding me? I'm also taking the under, Joe.
Wow.
I'm taking the under. I think the defense shows up, but I still think the Falcons lose, which at the end of the day, it's all about wins and losses at this time of the year. You don't want to fall behind the eight ball. That's exactly what the Falcons are doing. I see a 21-17 game for the Eagles, and Kirk Cousins throwing another late game interception, which is really going to rub Atlanta the wrong way, guys. And we know that's all that matters is the wins and the losses.
Give him some credit, Joe. You know, he didn't pick him to win. He does pick him to cover, but he didn't pick him to win. So give him some credit. Not a full homer play there by Matias. I think he'll cover.
How was that credit on what? He's covering his ass on both sides. He's covering his ass on both sides.
They're going to lose. He said they're going to lose. He thinks they're going to lose the game.
So give me the Eagles straight up and give me the Falcons with the spread. I mean, come on.
No, all I'm saying is that normally I think you would expect Matias to come in here and tell you give you some story about how the Falcons are going to go into the link on Monday night and beat the Eagles. I'm giving him a little credit. I'm glad he stayed away from
pumping
that.
Pumping him up.
He's just taking him to cover.
I can do that too, though. The Falcons win the game if Kirk Cousins doesn't throw an interception.
Oh, go Avery Johnson.
Kirk
give
Cousins
him a block.
Doesn't
give
throw
him
an interception. Falcons win. Falcons win.
That was
the game
a 12-yard run.
Turnover.
12-yard run. Enough of this,
Joe.
Kirk Cousins.
What do you
can
need
we
him
stop?
To get?
Money's on the line.
What do you need him to get?
42.5. 42.5.
Joe, got a big weekend for Joe. So college football today, Saturday morning, right? With Kevin and Ben, correct, Joe?
Yep.
You got that. Saturday. That's at That's at 9 a.m. East, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right.
Pro football today, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. East with Kevin and Donnie. And then Monday night for the birds, for the both birds, Eagles and the Falcons, you'll be with them again during that.
Eight to midnight.
And then I'll be back here Tuesday night with Gentleman George.
Without me.
Through the week.
Because I'll be in
without
bed.
You. You will not be with me. So I won't see you again, Joe, until Wednesday.
But one of the hardest working men on the grid. What can I say? I'm burning the midnight oil.
You know what, Joe? You know what they call you around here? You're a hard hat guy. Joe's a hard hat guy around
lunch
here.
Lunch pail.
Always
lunch
got the hard pail. Hat on. Great job by Matthias Fravel. Great job by you, Joe. Have a great weekend. Carver Lee, Sports Radio.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.